morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We will begin with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud could celebrate the rich people, Hilu, Leachta L'Shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeh. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach. Gedulat Shemitah.
Has joined.
In a place where there are no men, strive to be a man. And perhaps we should term anashim as leaders. So suggests the art scroll. So in a place where there are no leaders, strive to be a leader. Where there is no one to accept communal and spiritual responsibility and provide leadership. We are bidden to rise to the occasion and fill the role. The implication, however, is that where there are competent men, we are to stand aside and devote ourselves to the study of Torah, as noted by Rashi. Rabbi Yonah asserts that the leader, the man, is someone to direct us upon the proper path of God's service. In the absence of such a person, we must strive to improve ourselves. We all can become a mensch. The essence of God's greatness is that the very person who is most distant from him and most attached to physicality can and should serve him. Such service is God's greatest pleasure and delight. Contemplate the following. In your life, how can you know when to drop Torah study to become a man, to become a leader? We will now do another second L'shem Yehud to begin our class. Our class is on Psalm 89. We will be starting with verse 28. That was the last verse we did previous week in the previous class. There are 53 verses in Psalm 89. And there is a connection between the number 53, which is Gimel Mem, and the word Gan, Gimel Nun. Excuse me. 53 is the number Gimel Nun. And that spells the word, the Hebrew word Gan, meaning garden. And the garden represents the four levels of the Torah. The Peshat, the simple, the unclothed level. The raw naked energy level. The Remes, which is the hints. And the drash, which is the allegories. The ethical teachings, and many other levels associated with that, with the concept of improving ourselves with Musar training. And of course, the Sod, which is the Kabbalah. We are going to be starting, as I said, with verse 28, which connects us to the power through the Hebrew word of Koah. L'shem Yehud Kutshabarichu Ishkinte Bibkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu L'Achta L'shem Yehud Hei Bavavhei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Ach, ani b'koretz deinu elyon lemala he'aretz. I will also appoint him firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. There are seven words which unify Zerantin and Malchut, the spiritual and the physical. And there are 27 letters, which is connected to the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which is the 22 basic letters and the 5 final letters. If you're looking at the Machon Mamre website and you scroll down to Psalm 89, and Psalm 89, I failed to mention and remind us, 89 is the gematria of the Hebrew word Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is actually the revelation of the Organus, the hidden light, the light that was put away after the first day of creation for the Tzadikim. Organus is the light of the world that is coming. Olam Haba. On the Machon Mamre website at verse 28, the second line of the verse has two words, L'malkei Aretz, which means, teach my king of the earth. L'malkei is teach my king, is one of the ways of translating this word. But if you look at the translation in English, it doesn't say my king of the earth. And that's a significant lack in our understanding when we're looking at the English translation. Verse 29. Le'olam eshmar lo chazdi uvriti. Not low. Forever will I keep for him my mercy, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. There are seven words, and we know we just discussed seven is the unity of the spiritual with the physical. They're on pin with Malchut. Now, this is an interesting word. The second word in the verse in Hebrew is written with a vav. We would read it Shmor, but it's sounded out with different vowels. Since the vav is missing, the vowels become eshmar. But eshmar can be parsed into two words. Esh can be fire, or it can be ish, a man. And mar is the word for bitter. But it's written in the complete manner. So why is it being sounded is being spoken in the incomplete manner. That's usually not the way it would be done, but it's to help us understand. The bitter man, which is really where the strength of the passion in the person has been, what's the word I'm looking for? Frustrated. Passion, the fire in that person has become bitter because his desires have not been fulfilled. And it has created frustration, which has turned bitter. That is what Hashem is promising that person, the bitter man, is who will receive Hashem's mercy. Because he won't look at the man's actions based on his bitterness. He will look at those actions kindly and recognize that it's human to become bitter. When we know that the true inheritance, the true covenant with Hashem, the true inheritance of each person is joy, uplifting, happiness, laughter. And that is Hashem's mercy when we become bitter, God forbid. He returns the joy to us, and he looks at our actions as if they were done in joy. This is my opinion. The 30th verse. Wissam tilad zaro v'kiso kime shamayim. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. There are six words, which is an indication of the spiritual worlds there on him, without the unity of Malchut. The second word in the Hebrew is la'ad. And it's being translated as forever. Or it could be in endurance, but I think it's forever. The first word should be or can be translated as my name. And my name is the seed, the witness. My name is the seed to witness. The Lamed is translated as the word to, T-O. The Samti is the root, the Shoresh is Shin Mem, Shem. The T at the end is the feminine ending, and into future feminine ending. So you can see the translation is a little bit strange. His seed, but it doesn't tell you that it's his name, that his name is the seed. His name is Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey. And even the last two words, or the last three words, Kisei is Kaf Samach Aleph. And that's a complete spelling of throne. Sometimes you'll see Kis without the Aleph, and it then gets translated also as throne, but it's incomplete without the Aleph. But here it's complete. And the Vav at the end of the word is his throne. And the Vav at the beginning of the word is the connecting word and, A-N-D. But then this next word is so interesting. He may. Yud Mem Yud is being translated as days. But the key Kaf Yud is the word key, but if the Yud is not being part of it, it's like it would drop the Yud. It should be Kaf Yud Yud Mem Vav. But they dropped the first Yud. And he means like. It gets translated as like, L-I-K-E. But if you look at this word and say, all right, the Yud is part of the key. So then you have the second word, the second parsing, it becomes Kaf Yud and Mem Yud. Well, Mem Yud is the Hebrew word me. And you've heard me say infrequently, but it's the adage that he is she is he is who is me, all of these short adages. So what is this word being said? What is this word telling us? He, me, like who? Who is like heaven? Is a more literal translation. And his throne, who is like heaven? The throne is a code word for the Olam Briah, the world of creation. His name is the seed to the world of creation. It is such a powerful translation of this verse. The verse is powerful. The English, where we read as the normal translation, is incomplete and inadequate to teach us the strength of this, the power of this verse. Verse 31. This verse, verse 30, is something that you should memorize. It's something that you should utilize as a repetitive holy name. It's something that is just, it's telling you creation comes through the use of Hashem's name. And that is related to creation that comes from heaven. That's how powerful this verse is. And let me repeat it. Wasam tilad zaro wikisel kime shamayim. Verse 31. Im yazvu vanav torati u'mishpatai lo yelekun. If his children forsake my law and walk not in mine ordinances, there are seven words connecting to Zeranpin in unity with Malchut, the spiritual with the physical. Thirty letters connecting to the Hebrew letter Lamed. The children of the mother is the there's so much here. The second word, the shoresh is ayin zayin, which is the can be translated as the goat, referring to the goat that goes, it's part of the Yom Kippur sacrifice, which is part of the understanding and the connection to Olam Briah, the world that is coming. It's the connection to the Sefirah of Bina. But if you look at the last two letters, it's can be pronounced as his or even her house. And the first word is im, which is really the name of her mother, M, Ima. So instead of her translating it as if, which is a valid translation, it should be translated as the mother. Who is actively building her house, strengthening her house of her children. And the mitzvot, the mitzvotai, the mitzvot, it's translated as statutes, and that's a valid statute, a valid translation. But it's so much more powerful if we realize that it's, and my mitzvot. And we, it's the same, the last word is the same, almost the same as what we did in verse 29, which is written Eshmar, except here the vowels are different. It's Yishmor, but then it's Mishmoru, representing his bitter fire. And so you see how the translation, if you'll remember Rabbi Ashlag, not Rabbi Ashlag, Rabbi Sutton hasn't translated this psalm. And you can see from how slowly I'm going through this and giving you so many different understandings and translations of these verses, how difficult it is to truly explain these verses in a translation. Computer jumped, so got to make sure I'm in the right place. Boy, it really jumped far. Verse 33. Ufa kati bishavet. I'm sorry. It's for verse 32. I have not completed. I haven't even started. It just seems so similar to 31. Verse 32. Im hukotai yichalelu. Umitzvotai lo yishmoru. If they profane my statutes and keep not my mitzvot, my commandments. I did do verse 32. I apologize. Verse 33. Ufakati b'shevet. Bisham uvin gayin awonam. There are five words that connect to the five worlds. And there are 25 letters, which is the 5 times 5. In Rabbi Ashlag's 10 Luminous Emanations, which we've been studying on Sunday mornings, we took a break because of the holiday and so forth, but we started this past Sunday to reconnect to this 10 Luminous Emanations, which is a reordering of the famous Kabbalistic text, Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life. And it's a more logical ordering, and it's basically in 16 chapters, it describes the process of the creative process that brought us from the endless world down into the physical world. And in those 16 chapters, he explains that that process consists of 5 times 5 times 5. 5 times 5 is 25. Times 5 is 125. There are 125 steps in the process from the endless world, the Ensof world, down to the physical world. And in this verse, we have the five words, and then we have the 25 letters. So it's connecting to that process, that creative process that brought us from the endless world and will also bring us back to the endless world. How do we understand the number 25? It's a partial completion. The full completion is 125. But whenever we find ourselves completing 25, 5 times 5, it's like the five worlds within the five worlds. They're not complete because we have to go to the 125. But it's a process, it's a stage in that growth to the 125. Verse 34. V'chaz di lo afir me'imo v'lo ashaker ve'emunati. But my mercy will I not break off from him, nor will I be false to my faithfulness. Seven words connecting to Zerantin and Malchut in unity. And 29 letters that we repeatedly have explained, but always inadequately because it's so difficult to truly grasp the full meaning of 29. 29 is the letters Kaf and Tet. And these are the letters that created the month of Av. The month of Av that is really called Father. But it's not the father of the months. It's a connection to wisdom, which is the partsuf of Av. The partsuf that is Father, which is the Sefirah of Chokmah in its completed structure of 10 Sefirot. 29 connects to Av. 29 connects to the month of Av. The fact that there are 29 letters here is indicating that it's a connection to wisdom that comes from the unity of Zerampin and Malchut, which is the seven words. The second to the last word, Ashaker. Well, you can parse it into the letter Aleph and the word Sheker, which means lie. And the last word is Be'emunati, which is coming from the Shoresh of Amen, Aleph Mem Nun. So that word can be my house of Amen. We know that Amen doesn't translate. It has an acronym of dealing with Hashem's, I always forget it. Someone will remember it and unmute it. But it, the acronym of Amen is the faithful king.
You got it, the faithful king. Okay.
Thank
you.
I was struggling with it.
But that's enough.
But if you look at it, you can parse it into the bet, which means house. The faithful king, but the faithful king in the feminine because of the top, and the top is the future tense. So it's my faithful king. My feminine faithful king, which is a queen, which is the Shekhinah. And it's the house of the Shekhinah. And it's not the unity of a lie, which is another way of saying truth. Two negatives make a positive in math and in English languages, the study of language. When you have two negatives, you're really expressing a positive. Again, you see how difficult it is to translate these verses properly with the full impact of the language. It's just so much there. Verse 35. Hello, Achalel Beriti Umota Defatai Lo Ashane. My covenant will I not profane, nor alter that which has gone out of my lips. How different Hashem is from man. If we say words, we'll try sometimes to take them back. We'll try to amend them. We'll try to realize I made a mistake in what I said and I shouldn't have said it and I apologize. But this verse is telling you, Hashem never changes what comes out from his words, because he's speaking those words on so many different levels. And we're hearing them on one of those levels at a time. Seven words. And 26 letters. 26 letters is Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. I wouldn't even know where to find my way to try and explain that just those two numbers being in the same verse, to have seven words and 26 letters. It's talking, it's connecting to Hashem, it's connecting to Zeranpin, which is also Hashem, in unity with Malchut. So you have the Hashem, you have the Shekhinah, which is Malchut. And you have another level of Hashem. And that's just, this verse is just being expressing that unification. Just with those two numbers of 7 and 26. And then it says, I'm never going to change what I've said to you. The more you grow and understand each of the number of levels that I'm speaking on, the more you will understand why I will never need to change my words. 36. Ahat nishbati bakachi im le David achazen. Once have I sworn by my holiness, surely I will not be false unto David. Six words. So we're not unified. But trust me, we're unified. The 24 letters, which is the unity of day and night, 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. The word achat, the first word, is it represents brotherhood in the future. Ach-tah. The tah at the end, you know, is a feminine ending, but you can parse it into the word for brother. Ach. Aleph Kit and Tav. Tav is the last letter, but it's also hinting to the new beginning, the continuity. Achat is oneness, is total unity. But it's also the process of brotherhood. Now, what is Im le David Akazev? From this translation, I'm saying that Akazev is an indication of falseness. But a mother to David is the mother being Bina to Malchut. The unity of the mother, Olam Haba, the world that is coming, to King David, to the physicality, the physical world, the manifestation of Olam Haba. But it doesn't say, I will not be false. It's not there. It's not in the words. Except it is in the words. Because the unity of Malchut with Olam Haba, with the mother, whatever the meaning of Aleph Kaf Zion Bet, which if we just looked at the letters, it's Aleph is unity. The Kaf is the hand, the palm. Zion is that point between the physical and the spiritual, the end of the spiritual, but not yet the physical. And it's usually referred to as Zion being in Jerusalem. And then the Beth is the house. So the house of Zion is going to be in unity with the manifestation. That's what Achazev can be translated like. Olam Haba will unify with Malchut, and the house of Zion will be manifested as one. We're going to finish the class here, end it. So if you have any questions, please feel free to unmute and ask your questions. And the we didn't do many verses today, but it's so powerful. It truly is. We will have a class at 11 o'clock West Coast time for the Shir HaShirim connection, where we will evaluate our week, this past week, against what our goals were. And if we have time, we will make some connection to the palm tree of Devorah, Gomer Devorah. Are there any questions? I bid you all a beautiful Shabbat Shalom. Remember, this is the Shabbat of sight, Re'eh. Resh Aleph Hey, one of the 72 names. When we connect to Re'eh, we're talking about spiritual sight. Being able to see into the inner essence of the person next to us, to know where they are spiritually, and be, by reflecting that, recognizing that they become our mirror, we learn where we are spiritually. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the reading. Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom to all.